It's CJ at the Movies on New HD.
I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, a review outcome, Jonah Hill's second directing job after mid-90s, which plays like an ill-conceived Hollywood satire. Keanu Reeves plays a celebrated actor named Reef Hawk who finds out from his crisis lawyer, played by a barely recognizable Hill with his Joe Pantoliano look, about an uploaded video from his past and what appears to be some kind of an extortion scheme or cancel culture, and he advises the actor to make right with the people he has wronged. It could be anyone, his ex-manager Martin Scorsese, his new neighbor David Spade, or even his Real Housewives star mother Susan Lucci. We also get Cameron Diaz and Matt Bomer playing his friends who are barely seen with anyone else besides him, like their imaginary friends or something, and they try to convince Reef that he's a good person. Outcome is so bright and colorful that I think the ocean views look fake in this movie. It almost feels like one of those trailers on the Apple TV series The Studio. Now, Jonah Hill has proven himself to be a fun actor and filmmaker, and Keanu Reeves is ageless with plenty of appeal, but their film seems to be going through the motions and the comedic dialogue feels like it was written by aliens. Instead of watching this on Apple TV, you'd be better off seeing Jake Kelly on Netflix, which also has a celebrated actor at the crossroads in his life. That was a charming movie. This one is a cynical one, so skip it. For more of my reviews, please go to cjatthemovies.com, and you can also check out my Instagram page for some cool stuff too. I'm Christopher Zweig. Stay safe, and I'll see you at the movies.